Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Some of us apparently spend as much as 4.5 hours a day on our smartphones, with social media being the biggest pull to those devices. Does that sound like you? Should we all be trying to scroll a little less in 2023? And is it harder than we think to reduce screen time? I'm joined on the line by Hilda Burke, a psychotherapist and author of The Phone Addiction Workbook. Hilda, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Pat.
Now, some people are aimlessly looking at their phones all the time, and other people are doing it because there is a reason. In my case, I make an excuse. I'm following all the news feeds.
Right. OK. Well, apparently 79% of Irish people are using their phone for work related activities. So, you know, there is some legitimacy there. But I think if we're honest with ourselves and we really self-reflect, and particularly if we take a look at, you know, most phones now inbuilt have a function that shows a breakdown of how much time you're spending on various apps. So if you're spending all your time on Instagram or TikTok, likelihood is, unless you're earning your money through being an influencer, you're probably, you know, using it for your personal, you know, interest rather than work.
Yeah. Now, the difference between just enjoying maybe some videos on TikTok and being addicted, because I know in your book you've compared phone addiction to gambling addiction.
Well, there are parallels. Of course, you know, we got to, you know, in context in the book, what I speak about is the compulsion to go on and scroll compulsively. There is something similar to gambling addiction in that the draw is the same because we don't know what we're going to get. You know, if we go on our phone, we don't know if we've got a new Tinder match. We don't know if we've got 50 new followers or we've got absolutely nothing. And that's the same lure with gambling. Most of the time, it's absolutely nothing. Most people don't win, but there's 1% chance we might have a big payout. So it's the same draw to both activities. Of course, the impact on our lives, of course, I'm not saying it's going to be the same using your phone obsessively compared to gambling obsessively. Very, very different. But the lure is quite similar.
Now, one of the things you talk about is the pressure of perfectionism that's crept into people's lives via social media. You know, you can never put a dodgy picture of yourself up. You can't even put a dodgy picture of your dessert up. It's got to look perfect.
Right, right. I mean, the number one thief of joy is comparison. And, you know, our smartphones are a gateway to sort of global comparison. You know, I think it's something innate in human nature to, you know, see what the neighbors are up to. What kind of car are they driving? Where are they sending their kids to school? But I think what we have now is, you know, we're going global with this sense of comparison. How do my abs compare to that, I don't know, that 20-year-old influencer in LA, you know? Before it might be the girl next door. So I think our capacity for comparison has really opened up thanks to our smartphones and social media.
Now, when you talk to couples who might be in difficulty, does phone use come up frequently in conversations?
You know what? Over the past 5 years, it's come up, I have to say, with every couple that I've worked with to some extent. It won't be. I'm not saying it's the reason they come into couples therapy. It's never been the primary reason yet, at least. But it will come up in conflict. You know, you're on your phone too much. You never look at me anymore. You're not listening to me. And some couples are honest enough to say, listen, we're one as bad as the other. We need to do something about it. So it's definitely there in intimacy. intimacy, in communication, in not being heard, in not being attended to. Phones are a real, and you know, unlike the telly or things, there were always distractions, you know, and TV was something that was a villain, you know, 30, 40 years ago. But the difference with the telly is that if you went out on a date, at least, you know, there wasn't the telly there. Now we've got phones in our pockets and it's just available to us everywhere, no matter what sort of romantic time we've scheduled, it's always within hand's reach. So I think that's the threat. That's the difference with our smartphones.
Yeah. Now, if you're on a date and either party decides to look over your shoulder at the television screen where Manchester United are playing Arsenal, I mean, that would be regarded as rude. But if the same individual, you know, is opening their phone and looking at the match as it unfolds on their phone, it's equally rude, I suppose, but that person is less likely to be reprimanded.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it depends on the couple. I think a lot of these things depend on, you know, negotiation, like a lot of things in relationships. So, you know, if you've told your partner, listen, this is my team playing, I'm going to check in at halftime at whatever, 8:15. Do you mind if I just check the score? You know, I think most partners might be okay with that. But I think if we're doing it sneakily and under the table and stuff and pretending to listen when we're watching the game, that's when problems can occur. So I think it's a lot around boundaries around phone use and being open and having that discussion about what's okay and what isn't. Phones in the bedroom is a big, you know, hot topic, but equally, like you say, going out on a date night and there's a big match, how do you manage to be present while also,
okay, so,
you know.
So if it is a growing problem and, you know, the tug of social media particularly and, you know, keeping up and comparing and all the rest of it, if we decide we want to reduce, is it better just to go cold turkey, as some people have done, and remove social media apps from their phone? Or can you reduce, or is it like trying to get from 20 fags a day to 12 fags a day?
It can be a little like that. I think it depends on the person. You know, I but what I see in terms of my clients who tried a cold turkey approach, generally, particularly if it's a really high user, a phone user, then they tend to destroy our confidence, because if we fail, if we fall off the wagon, if you like, and go on it again, then it's like, oh, well, what's the point? You know, this is too hard. So what I advocate in my book is very much a gradual approach, you know, starting to carve out periods of time when you're without your phone. When I started researching the book, one task I set myself was, okay, every dog walk I go on, I'm going to leave my phone at home. So starting to build that muscle, I call it weight training in my book. It's like waiting to use your phone and building that up over time, the same way you would if you're starting to exercise or do anything that's kind of breaking a pattern. I think, you know, building your confidence is really key, going, you know, I can do this. Yeah, and then that encourages to do more.
We know we shouldn't be looking at screens late at night because it keeps us awake, the blue light and all the rest of it.
Right.
But
yeah.
you meet people and you say, well, why don't you just dispose of your phone? And they say, oh, but I need it because it's my alarm clock as well. And I just say, well, switch off your network, go on airplane mode, and you won't get any signal, but the alarm will still go off.
Yeah, that's one way. I mean, certainly that's definitely better. I think a physical alarm clock is great. That's what I use, because then your phone is out of the room. So because it can be tempting, you're turning your alarm off and I could just slide it on and just see what the news is or if I've gotten any matches or any likes. So I think best is having it out of the room totally, but certainly it would be better to certainly have it on airplane mode if it's in your room. So there's a bit more putting those layers in between you and your phone, making it an effort, making it, I have to get up and walk into the living room and it's really cold. You know what? I don't need to check it now. I'll check it later. So I think all those layers are certainly helpful.
Hilda, thank you very much for joining us. Hilda Burke, psychotherapist and author of The Phone Addiction Workbook.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.